AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The center of Tropical Storm Debbie still lingering off the coast of South Carolina, some 50 miles southeast of Charleston. A tropical storm warning and storm surge watch continue into North Carolina.
National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch describing Tropical Storm Debbie like a boomerang going back over the ocean before moving east.
Could strengthen some. We are not forecasting it to become a hurricane again. The big threat from Debbie is going to be very heavy rains. We could have rainfall totals up to 25 inches.
Debbie already flooding parts of South Carolina and Georgia, where Savannah resident Michael Jones says he had to sleep on his kitchen table.
The water started pouring inside the house and furniture stopped floating everywhere.
I'm Julie Walker.
Air travel delays triggered by the storm earlier this week continue. Now New York area airports have dozens of cancellations due to heavy storms. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will be speaking soon in Shelby Township, Michigan, ahead of a visit from the Harris Walz campaign. Vance yesterday took on his Democratic rival once Governor Tim Walz was announced as the VP pick.
He's been one of the most far-left radicals in the entire United States government at any level.
A new report by Hashtag We Count shows the number of monthly abortions in the U.S. has risen since states adjusted to the Supreme Court ruling that opened the door for state bans. There was an earthquake reported overnight in Kern County, California, of 5.2 magnitude. It's been weeks since a black man died outside a Hyatt Hotel in Milwaukee after security officers pinned down Devontae Mitchell.
Hey, this is what happens when you go into the ladies' room.
I'm sorry.
This is what happens when a man pinned
down. Now four workers are charged with being a party to his murder. This is AP News. There's been a hotel collapse in Germany.
Police say part of a hotel in the winemaking town of Kurve on the Mosel River in western Germany has collapsed while 14 people were in the building. By Wednesday morning, emergency services had established that two people had died. Rescuers are in contact with the eight people believed still to be in the building, some of whom are seriously injured. Police add five were able to get out of the building unhurt. Regional public broadcaster SWR reports witnesses had heard a bang and saw a large cloud of dust at the time of the collapse. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Highway Loss Data Institute is reporting that new anti-theft software upgrades provided for Hyundai and Kia vehicles have been cutting theft rates by more than half. Some two dozen models are eligible. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.